We start with a remarkable but terrifying story from our partner, the New York Times. It details the horrific violence exacted by ISIS in Iraq and how one man became the lone survivor of a massacre there. Last June, ISIS militants killed hundreds of Iraqi army recruits. The official death toll is now estimated somewhere close to 800. And the New York Times has the story of the only man who survived. Adam Ellick, senior video journalist and reporter with the New York Times, is here. Adam, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your story centers around Ali Hussein Kazem. Who is he?
Ali is an ordinary Iraqi. He's 22 years old. He has two children and a wife. And on June 1st, he joined the Iraqi military in the right outside of the city of Tikrit.
He was on an Iraqi army base. And then what happened?
Yeah, he was on the base of what was Camp Spiker, which is actually a former U.S. military base. And he was there with thousands of other Iraqi recruits going through basic training. And about 11 days into his deployment on this base, there were rumors spreading that ISIS was nearby. So Ali and thousands of other recruits who were on this base immediately stripped into changed into civilian clothes and fled the base. And unfortunately, as soon as they got off the base, ISIS had just arrived.
Now, they were confronted by ISIS on the road, is what's in the report. They were rounded up and put in trucks. Ali says that ISIS said, "You're not in danger. We're not here for you." But that turned out not to be the case. Let's listen to Ali in his own words.
That's my group. Each one bit the shirt of the one in front of him. You bit it, bent it down, and walked. Then they made us sit like this, the seat of death. As I turned, I saw the first guy shot in the head. The blood shot up. I thought that was the end for me. There was nothing more to fear. But then I remember my family. I kept on thinking about my family, who will care for them, what will happen to them.
Now, what you've got here, Adam Ellick, is Ali Hussein Kazem watching the videos and identifying himself, videos that ISIS itself has made of its atrocities and put out to the world.
That's correct. ISIS shot and published about a 4.5-minute video of these atrocities. You're talking about mass graves, shooting people, and literally just tossing their bodies into the river. And we showed this video to Ali. And one of the most amazing things in this piece is that Ali actually recognizes himself in the video. He identifies the small group that he was split into and then sees his body laying on the ground among other corpses.
He shot the first, the second, the third. Then he came to me. I swear he fired, but I don't know where the bullet went. The guy on one side fell. The guy on the other side fell. There was blood on me. I feel it too. My head is like this, mouth open, bloodied flies all over it. Then I opened one eye. I still remember his shoe. And then it became dark.
He played dead for about 4 or 5 hours until basically waiting for darkness and waiting for silence. And then when he was confident that the scene was cleared, he made his way towards the riverbank where he spent another 3 or 4 days. And in short, his whole ordeal, the whole escape, more or less lasted about 3 weeks. With the help of many other people until he finally was reunited with his family.
Now, Ali is Shia, and we should point out that he had help from Shia tribesmen eventually, but also from lots of Sunnis whom he didn't know that he could trust. He tells his own story how on the riverbank he met a man that said, "Don't go that way, they'll kill you. Don't go that way, they'll kill you. Don't go down to the bridge." Basically, fella, you're a dead man.
Yeah, the escape story, in my opinion, sort of resembles a combination of elements of Schindler's List and an Underground Railroad-style escape route where he was so desperate. I mean, he hadn't eaten in 3 days that he had no choice but to knock on the doors of local villagers who very well could have turned him into ISIS, who were on the hunt looking for him. But when you're desperate, you know, you sort of pursue desperate solutions. And he took that risk. And fortunately for him, he was sheltered by those local villagers.
And eventually returned home. Ali Hussein Kazem described to you and your crew what it was like when he saw his family again.
My 2-year-old daughter saw me, but she didn't recognize me and ran off crying. So I broke down and collapsed.
Adam Ellick, it's a horrific story, but also a victorious story, a tragedy that there's only one person out of about 800 or more who survived. Final thoughts as you dealt with this story and telling it to the world.
I think we learned that ISIS is really well mobilized. They're organized. I think when they pounce on the base, they seize the equipment. They line up to 1,700 Iraqi recruits. They corral them into trucks and cars. They clearly know what they're doing, and they move very efficiently. And it also, of course, speaks to the brutality that they use.
The story of Ali Hussein Kazem is on the front of the New York Times in video and in text form. Adam Ellick is senior video journalist and reporter at the Times. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.